It's Thursday, the 18th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Bank of Namibia announced its decision to retain the repo rate at 7.75%. The move aligns with the forecast of economist Robert McGregor from Ceres Capital, meeting the expectations set prior to the regulator's Monetary Policy Committee meeting. Here's McGregor on consumer spending.
Domestic credit uptake has been weak. However, we do think that there is a marginally more positive outlook for this in the coming months, particularly as the 5% civil service wage adjustment should take effect. And in addition to that, we await the implementation of the new personal income tax brackets, which should also provide some relief to consumers.
Political expert Ndumba Kamwanya discusses the possible sway of planned veterans or SWAPO veterans on the approaching elections. He highlights the ambiguity surrounding how the group's requests might affect election results, pointing to the existence of several divergent factions within the veterans' ranks.
They fall under the planned association, which has, I think now, has affiliated to the ruling party. So because of that, I think many people will not want to see themselves at loggerhead with the ruling party.
Erica Thomas, also a political analyst, weighed in.
If they happen now to say, okay, they're not going now to vote for SWAPO, what benefit would they get from the opposition? So it's better to stay with the master that you know best as to opt it for the new one that you have to learn their tactics.
Ben Sharnick, head of the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia, was a notable participant in the recent Scaling Up Nutrition initiative held in Kenya. The gathering convened civil society alliances from Eastern and Southern Africa to address nutritional challenges within the framework of the Scaling Up Nutrition movement. Sharnick provided this update.
Three types of malnutrition are actually on the rise in Africa, or especially in the Eastern and Southern Africa. That was one of the outcomes from this meeting, that we realized the situation is unfortunately getting worse and not better. And we were then learning from each other. There's very different country contexts in which we operate. Some of us are quite stable, like we in Namibia, and others like South Sudan, Ethiopia, are more in a crisis.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. Load shedding in South Africa will continue to be suspended until further notice, marking 22 consecutive days without blackouts. The last time Eskom achieved a similar milestone was in June 2022, with 20 consecutive days without load shedding. The power utility spokesperson Daphne Mokoena says the continued suspension of load shedding is a result of sustained generation capacity, adequate emergency reserves, and reduced electricity demand from the grid. Plans are now afoot for the UN Security Council to vote on recognizing Palestine as a UN state. This comes after the Council's admissions committee, considering the application, was unable to make a unanimous recommendation. The vote is expected to take place this week. However, the United States has already indicated that it does not support the move. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
The admissions committee met twice and at both occasions were unable to reach a unanimous decision. Now Algeria, on behalf of the Arab group, has submitted a draft resolution that will be put to a vote on Thursday. The Palestinians currently hold non-member observer status at the United Nations, but would need approval from the Security Council to become a full member. But the United States, which holds a veto vote in the Security Council, has indicated it'll potentially block it, saying establishing an independent Palestinian state should happen through direct negotiations between the parties and not at the UN. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.